This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. It's October 8th, 2006. And if you had had ancestors that put money away for you about 1,000 years ago, you'd be a billionaire. At least that's what you told us last week, Haim. Haim Goodman Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas.
Yep. I've been hoping that I had those ancestors, but...
So far, no luck?
No.
We were talking last week about compound interest.
That's right. So let's suppose we were... had a loan out at 100% interest per year from my dear friend Lenny. So if you compounded it every 6 months, then at the end of 6 months, you'd owe an additional 50%.
Because it's 100% annually.
Mm-hmm. And then after another 6 months, you'd owe 50% on that, not only on the principal, but the additional interest.
By then, it's $150. So that second 6 months, it's 50%.
On top of that. So you'd owe $225 at the end of the year instead of $200. Now, if you compounded it every... say quarter, well, it'd be a little worse. You'd have 25% interest at the end of 3 months, and then another 25% interest on top of all of that at the end of 6 months, and so on. And at the end of the year, you'd owe about $244, so it's even worse. So the question was, is if you compound more and more and more, well, clearly the amount you owe goes up and up and up, but does that have a limit?
So if it, and the way you phrased it last week is if it is compounding just every instant.
Instant.
And my answer is no. It would never stop going up.
You'd have, anything.
You would need some sort of fancy tote board to figure it out.
An infinitely large tote board.
Exactly.
Well, actually, it turns out there is a limit. Here, take. I know.
Okay.
And I was thinking all week long. Now, how can I explain this? Because the way we do this, and we do this in calculus too. The second semester of calculus, we actually prove this, and. There's just not a chance. I couldn't figure it out. So here's sort of an auxiliary puzzle this week.
Okay.
If anyone out there has an elementary, that is to say, way you can that doesn't involve calculus, way to talk about this, send it in, and we'll not only send you all of the math prizes we have, we'll find you something extra special. But in the meantime, I do have a way of we can sort of look at it.
Well, can I, Your Honor? Can I offer the defense?
Oh, sure,
of my answer?
Sure.
There is this common philosophical question that if I walk from one side of the room to another side of the room, but each time I only go half as far as I went before,
that's right.
Would I ever get to the other wall?
That's right. That's Zeno's
paradox. And the answer is no.
Well.
No. I mean, if it keeps getting.
But you won't go past the other side of the room.
No, I'll just never get there.
There's a limit, right? There is a you're never going to go.
I hate it when you prove me wrong with logic.
You can't go like 20 miles doing that. So that's sort of the situation.
Okay.
Here.
You have two pieces of paper that you brought in with all sorts of numbers, and I have a feeling this will
be a shining example
of why it eventually levels
off. That's right. This will at least give us some evidence. So what I have here is what would happen if we compounded once a year, twice a year, weekly, daily, hourly, secondly. You know, every millionth of a second, and so on. And what we see is that the numbers level off around $271.
That would be owed at the end of the...
That's right. So every month, if we compounded it every month, it'd be $261 and a little bit. Every week, it's $269 and so on. Every second, it's not much of a difference between compounding every second and every hour. You see, it's only one less than a penny's worth.
Right.
Difference.
Well, yeah, by the time you get to fractions of seconds, it's
$271.
And, I mean,
and on and on and on, right. This number, 2.718218, et cetera, is really one of these magical numbers like pi. It's a universal constant. In the same way that pi shows up with circles and spheres and all kinds of actually rather unexpected places in mathematics. This number, which is called Euler's number. Euler has a lot of numbers. So I'll get to that. E, but it's E.
E.
For Euler.
Oh.
Which, yeah, it's actually E-U-L-E-R. Many people pronounce it Euler if they've never, but it's Euler.
Euler, okay.
Euler was, you know, one of the most prolific mathematicians of all time. E is a universal constant. It shows up really all over the place. Suppose that you have, say, 25 people. And they all have a particular chair that's assigned to them. But then there's a fire drill, and everybody gets up and scrambles around, and then they all sit down again, right?
Right.
If nobody's particularly paying attention, what percentage of the time, what fraction of the time will everybody be in the wrong seat?
Mm.
See, it takes quite a bit of effort to have everybody in the wrong seat, because surely if it's
out
totally
of those 25,
random.
Someone.
Yeah, right. Well, as the number goes up, on average, it's one ETH at a time. It's
one
the same.
ETH?
Yeah, one over ETH. Yeah. That's sort of a neat place that it comes up.
So do you have a puzzle for us this week?
I sure do. I have a puzzle from someone that wrote us in from California, Courtney Green.
Courtney Green, who obviously listened on the web.
That's right. And she posed a problem that had been asked of her from her high school honors algebra 2 class. She was given 20 difficult puzzles to solve for her final exam.
Okay.
And
I like
her teacher already.
That's a hefty exam right there.
Well, she says that they work.
Where's
in
Courtney
groups.
From? I'm sorry.
Orange County.
Orange County, California. Okay.
So this is one of the puzzles on the exam, and it's actually one that we asked on the air before we were podcasting. We asked not this puzzle, but something almost like it.
Okay.
When we first were broadcasting, so.
So I should know the answer, is what you're saying.
Well, enough's changed.
Okay.
It's
all right.
A little different.
Okay.
Ready?
I am.
Okay. And it's, by the way, it's E related.
Oh, good. Oh,
sort of.
That's handy. Okay.
Okay. A man needs to get as many of his 3,000 bananas as he can from his home to the market. The market is 1,000 miles away. Okay? 3,000 bananas, 1,000 miles away. He must use his camel to transport the bananas, but at the end of every mile, the camel has to eat a banana.
Okay.
And the camel can only carry 1,000 bananas at one time.
Okay.
So if you load up the camel, then he'll eat all the bananas before you get there.
Right.
So on the other hand, the guy can sort of establish little depots out in the desert. So take some bananas out to the desert, go back home, get some more bananas, and so on. And so the question is, how many bananas can he get to the market?
And the market's 1,000 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the maximum amount of bananas he's going to have left
right.
if he plans this correctly?
That's right.
Well, that's a tough one. And that was one of 20 on Courtney's final exam?
That's what she says.
Wow. Okay.
So 3,000 bananas, 1,000 miles, eat a banana every mile, and only 1,000 bananas at a time.
Okay. So if you have the answer, you can email us
at mathfactor@uark.edu. Comments, questions, criticisms, whatever you like, and we'll send you some math fun.
All right, Haim. Talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, Kyle.
I'm Goodman Strauss, who's a math professor at the University of Arkansas, regular visitor to Sunday, Ozarks at Large.